Hello and welcome to another Modern Commerce Talks from Aventia. As ever, I'm Jack Stratton from Insider Trends, joined by Andrew Kumar from Contentful. We had a really interesting chat last time about content platforms and what Contentful do. And we started to touch on the human side of modern commerce, which is really, really important. We are all, after all, humans working on this stuff. And it was really interesting. So I thought we might spend this session, going a bit further into that. So I guess we'll just start with that idea. You know, what is the human side, as you see it, Contentful? What is the human side of modern commerce, and where do they fit in?
This is a good question. So this is probably the number one thing I get asked, and it's amazing, right? It's as organizations, as our customers, our clients, brands, as they start to, or midway through, depending on where they are, they're going through some sort of digital transformation, some sort of upskilling, retraining, kind of setting up the scene of what humans do I need to do to meet the today's needs of my customers and the future needs of my customers. And kind of a quick fire summary of how we're describing this is around builders. And we say, okay, everyone needs to kind of wrap their head around everyone as a builder, right? And when we look at I used to have this professor at Simon Fraser University, 15 years ago, would say, every business is a software business. They just don't know it yet. Mm. And now 15 years later, I'm like, oh man, he was onto something.
Yeah. He said it was.
Yeah. So Andy Jassy, the CEO of AWS, he talks about, moving quickly, speed, and kind of to move quickly, to iterate, to test, to do what's right for your customers, you need to hire builders. And then there was a Stripe developer coefficient report across 1,000 C-level executives. And they talk about, okay, the access to the developers is your biggest threat or differentiator. Because it's harder to access, that the right skills and talent than the builders than it is to access capital. Mm-hmm. So at Contentful, with our partners Aventia, we talk about this builder ethos, this mindset around how to set up your teams so that everyone, all of the humans involved in building these experiences, building these modern day commerce platforms and experiences, they have that mindset. It starts by thinking around creators, like what is the output that everyone is creating and how that fits into the picture for that end customer? How do humans work cross-functionally and together? How do you weave in partners and agencies like Aventia for really like high talent, high quality specific skills? And then what do you do around extended community? What are you leveraging from maybe the open source world? Ultimately, the goal and objective is to build better together. And so you might have a technology side, a marketing side, a customer experience side, and they all kind of come together in this Venn diagram to sit at the same table and work together. Sometimes they're going to work separately in their own world, but then when it comes to digital, they're going to have to work together. And this is where we think, Contentful is really powerful to bring all those worlds together to enable that collaboration. And there's different tools, different utilities, different experiences or interfaces. So if you're a project manager, campaign manager, and you're thinking about scheduling workflows, task assignments, there's a launch feature. If you're a content author, there's a compose and authoring experience. And then if you're a developer, you can do content modeling and APIs. So that, this collection of tools together helps you collaborate, but then simultaneously, each independent group can go do their work effectively and efficiently. Ultimately, where I think this is going is a shift to a squad of builders. So instead of developers sitting in a dev shop and designers sitting in a design shop and content authors sitting in a content department and project managers and product owners and or product managers in a product organization, everyone will kind of come together to form a team around a specific customer outcome to enable business goals, business objectives. So this collaboration will allow more agility, more adaptiveness, more ability to kind of react and mine insights and then spin up quick experiences pretty effectively. So I suspect a shift. I've seen it when I was a customer 5 years ago, and I've seen it a lot in the last 2 years as a partner, where the focus used to be on individual and now it's on team. And that team will have a shared vision, a shared set of KPIs and outcomes. And a lot of the outcomes, when we think about modern commerce, is, help your customers find what they need to find as fast as possible, minimize the friction for commerce, consistent application of commerce and content information across channels. These are the type and these are the type of outcomes that the team is beholden to instead of one individual group. When we think about the team, I tend to break it down into four categories. There's your digital leader. That's the person that's kind of paying everyone's paycheck, putting the people together. Kind of, it's almost like playing a game of chess. They need to get the right pieces together and put them on the board and make the right moves. That's the digital leader. They have to compete for talent from other organizations, and they have to compete for business because, you know, online commerce is a competitive space. And so they'll have to build the right culture, the right team, the right tooling, kind of keep everyone together. Then you'll end up, then I call the second group, the digital strategy group. You might have your platform strategists, your product managers, your product strategists, you know, they think about insights, the roadmap, the KPIs. Then you also have content strategists in that group as well, and merchandising strategists or product marketers, thinking about information architecture, thinking about product market fit, what's the type of content and messaging. Then you have your digital technology group, where your architects, your tech leads, your developers, they're going to be writing code and building templates and building experiences. And then you have your digital operations group, your project managers, campaign managers, and then your authors, your designers. They're going to be spinning up experiences to feed into the testing machine to understand what's working, what's not working. And to a certain degree, that group needs to move super fast and in kind of modern and efficient ways to be able to accelerate what's happening and work to do to provide the right experiences for those end customers and guests. So these four groups kind of form, and you know, depending on where the maturity of the product or experience is, sometimes you might have more strategy folks. Sometimes, you know, if you're in a heavy build feature template mode, you're gonna have more technology folks. But what you know, if you ramp down what features and templates you're building, then you might have a lot of content authors and designers leveraging that experience, creating more and more pages, experiences, interfaces, using the tooling. But ultimately, this group and collection of humans, this is where we bring together a squad, and they worked effectively across their skill set to build a really good experience, a really good product for that end customer in the digital realm. And that digital realm, you know, we talked about in the last talk, it could be many channels, or you could have a team of these 5 to 10 humans, and they will own a category across all the channels because they have the skill sets collaboratively to write content, create designs, write the code, have the right insights to know what right messaging needs to go, and then apply that to be able to launch a product or launch a new marketing initiative across web, mobile, kiosk, voice skill, AR, VR, because they have all of the skills kind of embedded in the squad. So it brings a group of specialists together around a common theme. So this is when I think around the human side of modern commerce. And I think that the secondary set of challenges is, and I'm biased being a contentful, but when you have the right platforming decisions, it melts away a lot of the friction on the human side, because you can bring in partners, you can bring in specific skill sets, and you can kind of create this mesh of skill sets between what you have in-house versus what you bring a partner in for. And the two organizations can help kind of train one another. And so you bring in your partners, help upskill your team. There's a lot of training and learning resources. If you're kind of working in the older platforms, the talent base is decreasing and the appetite to upskill and learn will decrease. Whereas if you're moving into the more modern platforms that are friendlier and kind of purpose built for these modern humans, then upskilling, training, there's ample resources and opportunity to raise the bar for everyone. And so the platform ecosystem supports your new ways of working and your process, which ultimately supports the talent level and skill of your people. And if you go back to that digital leader, that first group, like this is the change that is constant in digital transformation.
And the interesting thing that you keep on touching on really without directly labeling is just the sheer scale of this, the vastness actually, when you have, you know, on any given project with a retailer, if you've then connected this product, this platform, like take Eventia's Excite, you have all these different companies who all have their different types of experts, creators, all doing interesting things. You connect all of those to the actual client's vast team. There's something quite cool, actually, in the fact that then you've got just an incredible amount, sheer amount of people working perhaps on one single thing when that thing goes live. And especially when it goes live in the physical world and the digital world, it's pretty massive, like the output of that and the amount of people involved. You know, you're kind of, people are kind of building a cathedral here. It feels sort of, you know, I just like that idea of being connected to something so big, you know, because there's so much pride in that as an individual working on something, you know, that what you're creating is so big. And also you're in your role, you're touching so many other people. It's quite cool.
Yeah. So it's big as part of a larger ecosystem, but I don't want to scare anyone away and think, a big thing. The way I position this is the way I think about this is, okay, in the old school waterfall baton passing world of software development or delivery, you have a team that's okay. This is the commerce team. This is the content team. This is the design team. This is the strategy team. This is the delivery team. This is the operations team, and everyone's separated. And what you're doing is a ton of baton passing. Right. Yeah. So one team does their thing. They pass the baton. It might take 6 to 9 months to get something, and it may traverse 40 to 50 humans. And I did this analysis for a former client of mine where 9 months to launch across 50 to 60 humans with 11 baton passes, there would be like 11 project managers facilitating the whole process. Mm. When we shift to this more digital builder squad of 8 to 10 humans, you remove because that group of 8 to 10 humans will have someone from commerce, someone from search, someone from content, someone from design, someone from strategy, and they have all the skill sets. Then that kind of unit, that squad, you don't have to do all the baton handoffs. They're one team now with all of the skills. So they can go from idea to launch in 6 weeks or 8 weeks, not 6 or 8 months, just by removing and simplifying. So I think grand in terms of the amount of quality experiences in this way of working that organizations can deliver, but then also small. Because if you focus on, I think Amazon calls it a two pizza team. Can you feed the team with two pizzas? That's the sweet spot.
Yeah.
Right. But you need the skills and you need to remove those batons and those handoffs, so you can achieve it. And I think this is where the modern platforms enable this modern way of working. So you're still part of the bigger machine, but all of those other 50 to 60 humans are reoriented in this way. And they might be working on 6 different customer touch points or 6 different initiatives across the business. So you might have a team dedicated to commerce, another team dedicated to global marketing, another team dedicated to knowledge base and chatbots. So across the customer journey, they all have really good engaged, connected experiences. But instead of having 60 people just work on commerce. So it is a way to... The argument I make is you should optimize for your humans. So whatever technology decisions and platforms you pick, you know, because the humans will be very, very expensive compared to the platform costs.
Yeah. And again, we think of, you know, speed of output of any given, you know, any of these projects being so important, and why these modern commerce platforms are so effective in delivering speed. But the speed is good for the staff, your human staff too, not just the customers, right? Because actually then you start working on something and fairly soon you see the fruit of your labors. It must be quite frustrating when you're in one of these legacy teams, actually, and you're working on the same repetitive thing and with the baton passing and everything that's going on. Maybe 9 months later you start to see the project launching, but do you know what, maybe in that 9 months the world's moved on and what you did feels a little bit old, and I don't know, you wouldn't get the same satisfaction.
How many projects started in January 2020 and by March 2020 they're completely different, right?
Yeah, that's true. Certainly what we're talking about is built for these strange times, that's for sure. Andrew, it's been so enlightening for me again, really interesting. Thanks for joining us. Now, so we've got time for this modern commerce talk with Andrew Kumar today. It's been brilliant, and we'll be back with another one soon. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, Jack. Take care.